Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Bells and games, movie names, bad witch wins the day. Oh, what fun, oh, how gay, with the witches we will play. And that's what it's all about, Charlie Brown. Merry Christmas from all of us on the Good Witch, Bad Witch podcast.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a man witch. Why am I British? I don't know. It's like Boxing Day.
Me and Lisa will go.
This show comes out on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yes.
How fun is that?
Get your stockings ready, kids. Oh.
That's right. There's going to be clippity-clappity on the roof.
Ooh, yeah. Hopefully nobody gets the clippity-clap on Christmas. That's terrible.
It's the worst time to get the clippity-clap.
It's the worst possible time to get the clap.
Yes.
Hey, everybody. You have come to our favorite podcast on our favorite day of the year. It is Good Witch, Bad Witch. It's a podcast. We're in it. You're listening to
Listen
it.
Listen to it.
See how it all goes together.
Woo!
The funny thing is, you go, our favorites. I'm like, yeah, it is. It's
it
our
is
favorite.
Our favorite.
Yeah, but there's Halloween and there's other things.
If you guys could like it, it's good too.
I like one a little bit better, but other than that, it's like my second favorite.
Yeah. It's our top three favorite holiday of the year. I'm your good witch.
Yes, she is.
Shelley Majors, Heidely Freaking Ho.
Nice.
And Merry Christmas. Another person on this podcast with me is my best friend, Lisa Brown. She is the bad witch.
So angry.
She's so angry.
I still can't find
it. We got to get her a catch title. We still haven't got her a catch phrase yet.
I think it's on the Patreon. It says one salty, one sweet. You're so salty.
Oh,
I like salt.
Okay. I'm like a fucking peanut.
You know the man witch.
Like a fucking peanut, she says. And then, of course, we have the man witch with two N's who makes every season jolly and bright.
That's right. Thank you, guys. It's great to be here.
Yes.
Tummy.
With my salty wife.
I'm like a fucking pretzel.
Are you like fucking peanut brittle or what?
Guys.
Yeah.
This is a purely Christmas episode. We're not doing an intro. We're not doing an outro. We're not doing the wow. But I have an idea.
Okay.
Before we do the game, we're going to do a Christmas game.
Okay.
It's kind of a replay with a twist. But before we do that, I want you guys each to think of a person who we have their phone number to, but the other person, for instance. I think that you have Karen Hamamoto Beavis in your phone.
Yeah.
I'm putting her down as my pick.
Okay.
You have to pick somebody for me and somebody for Daryl.
You want me to do that right now?
Yes.
I think that you have in your phone, you have Brian Baer.
Yeah, just one. Yeah. Just pick one. Just pick somebody
fine.
That you know is in my phone.
I thought I was doing two, but okay.
No.
We'll do Brian. Daryl, somebody who's in your phone.
I thought I was supposed to pick one for...
We all are. So, I'm going to pick for you, Daryl, you have my mom.
Okay, Patty.
Yes.
Okay, right now we have Karen, Brian, and Patty.
Okay.
Now you pick somebody in Lisa's phone and somebody in my phone.
Lisa has our daughter, Shannon, in her phone.
I do.
Okay, and then how about me?
You have Dara in your phone.
Okay, these are great picks. These are great picks. Okay, we're going to just go with those five.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, then I also want you to pick a Christmas song that everybody can sing.
How about Silent Night?
Okay. Daryl?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, that's
a good one.
It's a classic, and one of my favorites.
There's no better or worse.
Okay.
I'm going to do Carol of the Bells, but to the tune of Family Guy, Ding, Fraser, Duck.
Okay.
Okay.
I love how that comes up every so often.
Okay. All right. Start dialing, bitches. We're prank Carolyn.
Who are we calling?
We're calling Karen first because she's on the East Coast.
All right.
Oh, are we really?
Yeah.
I can plug your phone. Well,
she can just hold it up to her microphone.
Okay. Okay.
Hold on a second. This is funny.
What if she doesn't answer? Then we go to the next one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or we still carol to her voicemail.
Oh, we're caroling to her?
Yeah.
I thought we were going to make her sing Death.
What song are we
That's
caroling?
That's
okay.
Which would you pick? Carol of the Bells.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't do Freeze Dries or Done.
Yeah. Silent Night.
Silent Night.
Okay. No, for her, we have to do Do They Know It's Christmas?
Okay.
But in Asian style.
No.
There's no Asian style. She should know it's Christmas.
So are we going to say hi, Karen?
Let Shelly talk.
Turn your speaker on.
Hi, Shell.
Do they know it's Christmas time at all? Feed the world.
It's your turn, Karen.
I jump in. Air guitar in there.
Let them know it.
Thank God it's them instead of you.
You're on the show. You nailed it. Woo! You're our first one. Did we wake you up, little mama?
I was just getting ready to go to bed.
Well, now you're going to have dreams of sugar plums.
Well, I'm like now.
Dreams of Bono.
Now we got her all pumped up. She's all, how am I going to go to bed after that?
You're on our Christmas Eve show.
In my head.
Yay. We love you. Go to sleep.
Oh, you got what I have.
Good work, Karen. Love you, babe.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, love you guys. Merry Christmas.
Love
Thanks
you.
For calling. Bye.
Bye,
smoothies.
Bye.
She said bye, smoochies. Okay, Brian's next.
Okay. You better not call my mom. I think she'll have a meltdown.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Then you...
I want her to have a meltdown.
We're singing to her. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Let me find Brian.
I don't know
what are we singing? We're singing Ding, Fries Are Done.
Yes. Oh, he'll love
ding,
that.
Ding, okay, dong, yeah. Dong.
I don't know the song, but that's what I do. It's not.
Just dong. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done.
Chung, ching, ka, pong. Ching, chang, ching,
ka, chung. Why does everybody have to feed Asian with you?
I don't know. Seriously. He's such a racist.
They don't do that. I know them all.
What?
She knows all the Asians, and that's not what they do.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Think you'll answer?
Hey, Shells.
What? We're both good witches.
One, two, three.
Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done.
Now finish it.
Man, witch.
Would you like an apple pie with that?
We have the best friends ever.
We are recording our Christmas Eve show, and you are the star, apparently.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Thank you. You and Karen both did very well. Thank you for playing.
Oh, no problem.
Okay.
Love you, brother.
Be sure to listen next week.
Right now?
Yeah, we're down here right now, brother.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Merry Christmas. Have a good
night. Merry Christmas. Love you.
Merry Christmas.
Love you, brother.
Bye.
Love you, too.
All right.
He just played along like he didn't even know he was on. He's like,
would you like fries for that?
He's the best.
Okay, Patty, yay or nay?
Let's just try it.
Then you would. Well, okay, Mom. Or I'll just Shelly, call her. You do it.
Yeah,
okay.
You got it.
Say hi,
call,
Patty.
Are you calling her home phone?
You tell me. Let me.
Your dad, probably. My dad.
No, yeah, funny. Do the her cell phone.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay.
Oof. I just wanted to check it because I don't like leaving that front door open, like unlocked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
Do we need to pause? We can pause before the show.
Can we just pause real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me just go make sure. Because I just, I don't like
leaving. We don't want
to. I need to make sure I have your mom's right number anyway.
Yeah.
Calling who?
Patty Pavich.
Okay.
She'll be like, oh.
Silent name.
Okay. She's going to be, who the hell is this? Maybe that's why she might not answer.
Well, Shannon probably won't answer either.
Oh.
We'll do it to their voicemail.
Call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
No introduction, just...
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number,
oh, good
press
God.
5.
Silent night, holy night, all is cool, all is bright, around yon virgin mother and child.
Merry Christmas.
Sorry for whoever had to endure that.
Should we like...
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure out that. I'm going to have Paul scramble that.
Oh, wait. Should I call then,
yes.
Shannon?
Yeah. And then we'll do Rudolph?
Yeah, she might answer your phone because she'll think you got some swag.
Yeah. It's got some swag.
Okay, what about Rudolph?
Okay. Rudolph? Okay,
yes.
Hold on. Let me find it. We are calling Shannon Brown, who is our oldest daughter. Well, Shannon Valdez, actually, is her name now. She got married. All right. Here we go.
Oh, I should have called Brett. He would have loved it.
Okay. Well, there's more time.
And it's Rudolph, right?
Yeah.
Rudolph.
Gross, Daryl.
Hey.
She won't listen to her first messages. Let's call Brett.
Yeah.
You call Brett.
Your call has been
okay. Hold on.
You lose. You snooze. You lose.
My son.
On Christmas.
My son may not answer either because he's going to be like,
"I'm on call."
Dad's mad at me.
Oh, there's that.
Should I try Shannon? Let's call Tom Colbury.
Okay.
Yes. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
Tom Colbury.
AD, what's up?
That freaked me out. I was looking down. I'm like, whose voice is that?
Hey, Tom. Guess what?
What are you doing?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Like a light bulb.
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Like a light bulb.
What's up, man? You are on Good Witch, Bad Witch show.
Wow.
Underimpressed.
Yes. We are doing our end of the year
caroling.
Caroling, so we just wanted to call and spread some cheer.
I'm all cheered up now.
We had to call. We talk about you a lot, Tom Crowberry. So we just said, I said, let's call Tom Crowberry and sing him a song.
Oh, well, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
On, brother. Good night, man. Happy Merry Easter. Christmas. Happy New Year. And tell the wife we said hi.
Okay.
Bye.
He's so deadpan.
I know. Yeah. That was actually a lot of vibrato
for him.
Yeah, he was like really into it.
He's like, so, I'm up now.
Yeah, he's like, do you know what time it is? Okay, we good?
Dara's next on the list, right?
Oh yes. Okay, name the song. Grandma Got Run Over by Reindeer?
No, yes.
Is it Grandma?
Grandma Got Run Over by Reindeer.
Harlem when they stole Christmas in Harlem.
But nobody knows that one.
I don't know that one. Is that really a song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's by Run DMC.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
She'll be like so confused.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
coming home from our house Christmas Eve. You might think there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Hey, honey, you're on the podcast. We just wanted to tell you happy first Christmas as a grandma, you big cutie.
You were so cute. Well, thank you. That was fun.
We love you. Merry Christmas.
I love you guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Daryl.
Bye.
Later.
Later.
I might have hung up too soon. Oh, but yeah. Cute grandma story. So cute. Just quick. I went to see Frozen with Mary Blair today, and she's got a bunch of grandkids with Eric's wife, Jennifer. And anyway, their names are Sailor and Cruz. Could they be any cuter?
That's super cute.
But anyway, the youngest one I think is Cruz, a little boy, and she was visiting with Jennifer, his mom or grandma. It's her great grandkid. And so anyway, he's like, yeah, Mom, I want to go play. And she's like, nope, I'm visiting with Gigi. And he goes, no, I want to go play. She goes, go get lost. Go find something to do. And so he goes and does something to do for about 12 seconds. And then he comes back and he's like, well, you took all the presents like for Christmas downstairs. I want to go play with them. And she's like, you can't play with those. And she goes, well, I'll take you to the park after Gigi leaves. And he goes, bye, Gigi.
Like, get
out of here.
Bye, Gigi.
Oh, my goodness.
So, happy first grandma Christmas to Dara.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Should we take a little bit of a break and then come back with our game?
Love it.
Oh, that was funny. Oh, good thoughts,
that was
Shelley.
Too much
good
fun. Thoughts. Way to go, Shells.
And thanks. Break. Thanks for sticking with us, guys, after our Christmas caroling. Shelly's going to do a little game. She's going to explain it, and then we're going to play it.
Shelly? Yes. Do you want to keep score? I can do it. No, I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
You got it. You're doing it all.
I'm doing it all.
Yeah.
D-N-L.
Oh, me and Lisa are playing against each other?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, this has been a long time coming, folks. It's me and my friend over here that usually go head-to-head. But I wondered why Lisa's been working out. She's coming. She came home from the gym late. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, Nunya.
Nunya.
Yeah. I was working out my brain.
I got a couple of Nunyas. I'm like, what does that even mean?
My Christmas gift to Lisa is to do the show for her. So she can play.
Nice.
Yay.
So last year, Lisa did a Christmas episode game show where she would describe the plot of a movie.
I think it was a Halloween one.
Was it? But I thought you did Home Alone and some other Christmas
Maybe
ones.
I did.
I know you did.
Okay.
And so
and
anyway,
you say I have a good memory.
Well, I thought it was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you made it up yourself or if you got it online. It doesn't matter. It was great.
I made it up.
So this is my twist on that.
Okay.
So some of them you might have done, but I'm going to describe them like we're playing $25,000 Pyramid. I'm Joey Tribbiani. Yeah. So I didn't pre-write anything. I just need to describe the song or movie to you, holiday song or movie to you, in my own words, without using, without using the thing. So I have to describe it my own way, and you guys have to guess it. Here's the twist.
Twist.
Of course you need to ring in using a sound, but you can only use one of two sounds.
Okay.
And those sounds.
Shelly's got her own sounds going.
Yes. You can either ring in by saying, ho, 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 or you can say, bing, bong, but it has to be like Christmas bells, so really high. Bing, bong.
Bing, bong.
I don't want a big bong. I don't want a ho, ho, ho. I want a ho, 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 or a bing, bong.
Got what do you like?
Now, if you started out deep, and if you're coming, if you're the ho, ho, and you're the bing, bong, and your ho comes before the bing, or the bing comes before the ho, you don't have to do the whole thing.
Oh.
I know who talks first.
Okay, who are you?
I want to be the ho, ho.
Okay, then I'm the bing, bong.
Bing, bong.
Ho, ho.
Okay, all right.
We just got to get her used to the sound. Mm-hmm. Ho, ho.
Okay. God,
you
that's
got
like
it?
Harmony. I got it. Okay.
Want to stew again?
No, I'm good.
Ho, okay.
All right. And I'm not going to tell you whether it's a song or a movie unless you get stuck.
Okay.
Okay, and then I will give you the hint. And if somebody guesses wrong, the other person gets to hear the whole thing.
Great.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, the use.
Yes.
I do not get any points for
Stumpers. Stumpers, okay.
Yep, no, this is just you guys.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, ho.
All right, so this is a scenario that is traumatizing, and there is a mythical feature, or a mythical creature in your house, and one of your parents is...
Elf on a Shelf.
No. And one of your parents is making out with the mythical creature in your living room.
Oh.
Lisa.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
But see, Shelly, I like what you did there. Uh-huh. Because you know, mythical... Yeah, that was great.
Yours was a good guess.
So that's why you would jump in real quick.
Uh-huh.
But see what I mean?
Yeah.
Good wording. Good wording.
Thanks. And way to get out of getting that wrong.
I'll just pretend that I didn't know how to share the question. Okay. All right. Okay. Next one. You
just
ready?
Just trying to make her look smarter.
Yeah.
You know? It's cool.
Okay. A very handsome actor is married to a very handsome lady, and they have beautiful children in a small, quaint town, and they still find something to bitch about, so they try to commit suicide by jumping off a bridge, and then two cops named Bert and Ernie... I think that was Lisa.
Yeah.
I went, oh, ho.
Oh, ho.
Oh, ho.
That is It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes, ma'am.
But they didn't both try to commit suicide, just him.
Yeah, just the handsome guy, just Jimmy Stewart.
Okay. I thought you said both of them.
No, there were two cops also there.
Yeah, Bert and Ernie. Weird way to bring Bert and Ernie back into the world, huh?
No, they... Bert and Ernie came after them.
I know, that's what I mean.
Oh!
Let's use these two characters.
We digress.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good. Okay. Yeah, okay, we're good.
All right.
I'm getting my arse kicked already.
Okay, so... All right, we ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's an office party. And then in every office party, there's a big jerk. And this jerk happens to be German. And he has other bad guys with him that are
ding
just
dong,
like...
Ding-dong, ho-ho!
Yes! Ding-dong, ho-ho!
Die hard.
You're just doing snack cakes.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Of course you get it. Well done.
Ding dong ho ho. Mama's got snacks.
You're hungry.
Santy likes Slanty. Everybody remember.
Okay, we ready?
Yes.
Whew, there's so many stories in this. It is about a bunch of different relationships where some of them are healthy and some of them are not healthy.
Bing
but
bong.
Yes.
It is, you know, that one with all the people.
Uh-huh.
And it's called...
Daryl, do you want to steal?
You know exactly it. And I watched it not too long. They had an R-rated version and a PG-rated version.
Stop. I'll keep going for Daryl.
Can you finish for
yes.
me?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, so this movie about a bunch of different kinds of relationships happens at holiday time, and one of the characters is a politician, and one of the characters is a married person that buys a sexy young coworker some jewelry, and then neither one of you have seen it.
I've seen it. I can't remember the name of it. I can tell you every fucking person that's in
the
it,
The Office Party?
Emma Thompson is in it.
Say somebody that's in it.
Alan Rickman, who was also in Die Hard.
The guy from The Walking Dead.
Hugh Grant plays a prime minister.
Oh, we've seen that movie. Uh-huh. Damn it. The Bad Holiday or something stupid. Yeah.
No, it's called...
Office Party.
No. Okay, we're going to call it a while. It's Love Actually.
Oh, that was back in the 90s.
Okay, well, this one is like from the 1700s.
So.
Okay, great.
Okay, this might be above everybody's pay grade because this is a pretty old-timey. Okay, the singer of this, which of course it's a song.
Ding dong!
Yeah.
White Christmas.
No.
Yeah.
Daryl, the singer of this sees some vessels on water on the horizon, and they were coming in on Christmas Day. And what were those things called? Or the name of the song?
Those are.
Oh, I didn't know we got.
Did you know what I'm talking about?
Pop goes the weasel.
Maybe that's where they got it from.
Really?
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day. On Christmas Day. Okay.
Nobody gets a point there. But no. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right. This thing is a place, and it's a holy place, and it's kind of slow. It's not a jazzy jingle thing.
Bing bong.
Okay, Lise.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem.
Yeah! Okay. It's fixed. Lisa got Bethlehem. Okay.
All right, queen.
Yes, queen of Bethlehem.
You know the weird thing about it was? These guys just had lunch together the other day, guys. I wasn't there.
How, that's how we got this.
Would you like
connection.
Some curry? And also,
and by the way, I'm gonna text you this.
Write all these down.
This curry tastes like a baby in a manger's diaper.
They both have been like, we finally got to get the manwich.
Because you usually win.
Okay. This one, very controversial. So controversial. But in reality, it's about weather and keeping warm and staying inside a domicile instead of out in bad weather. And it could be construed as a...
Bing!
Yes.
Ho, ho.
Hey!
Get it going, ho.
I'll give her 2 seconds.
I really can't say.
Yes. Keep going.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Beautiful. I knew you knew it. Okay, I kind of started out with some hard ones. And this is no exception.
Yeah.
I'm so like, it's 4-1.
Smells your foot here. Damn it, it's hard.
Smells your foot.
I don't, that's a new one.
What is this?
Let's try to bring that into 2026. Yeah,
that's going to be my Easter egg.
Smells your foot.
Smells your foot.
Okay, it's going in the notes. We're going to make this a thing. It's so fetch.
Oh, my. It is. It is. All right, so queen. Fetch. Smells your foot, queen.
Okay. All right. This. Okay. Yeah. Well, the title of this is not what I'm about to say, so I can totally say this, and I'm going to. My name is Heath Miser, wherever I go. Da 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 da. I'm too hot.
Are we trying to get the name of the movie?
My name is Cold Miser. Yes?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
You're so close, but this is a stumper. Oh. Gerald, I'll give it to you. I'll give you a chance to guess.
And that's all the clue?
Yeah. I mean, you know what it is. You just don't know the name of the movie. Mother Nature's in it. Mother Nature is the mother of Heat Miser and Cold Miser.
Yep. Mither?
Mither.
I'm Mr.
Mither.
101.
And she has a lisp.
She's like, I'm Mother Nature.
I love Drew Barrymore.
Okay, guys.
Santa Claus movie?
You guys are very close. It was called A Year Without a Santa Claus.
Oh, that's right, because that German guy.
Yes.
Remember?
And then he gets a toy and he changes his mind. That's all we need to do is just give toys. Would somebody give Putin a toy?
Somebody give Putin. Let's give Trump a toy.
And the German girl bought Mrs. Claus a necklace and she thought it was from Santa and everybody was upset.
Yeah, all the people that are just angry.
Wrong. Yeah, just give him a toy.
It's a good
a
idea.
Like a,
that's
like a
what
yo-yo.
We're going to do this year.
Who doesn't love
that's
a yo-yo?
Because he goes... A yo-yo. I always wanted a yo-yo.
It's pretty good. Not too bad. I still want to do my my Drew Barrymore Mother Nature, but that's okay.
That was... Go for it.
Okay, guys. I just love nature. It's just the best. Okay.
That's a pretty good Drew.
When was that?
Always. She always does
that's
that.
That's how she always talks.
What's
that's
wrong
why
with,
it's an impression.
What's wrong with Drew?
There's nothing wrong with her. I just don't.
She's just really
flattery is the best form of adultery. What is it?
Adultery.
Yes, imitation is the biggest form of flattery.
Exactly.
And adultery is also pretty flattering, depending on who you are.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
This one. Are you ready?
Okay.
Yes.
All right. This situation is a classic, and it starts out kind of mean, and then at the end gets a little biblical, and then somebody named after my dog says, "And lo, a light came in the unto us," said the Lord.
Ho, ho.
Okay.
Charlie Brown's Christmas Story?
Yeah, Charlie Brown's special.
Well, he's my cuz, you know.
Right, you had to know that.
Just because you're both bald?
Just because we're blockheads. The name.
I just married into the Charlie Brown Christmas.
You sure did. Yeah. You sure did.
Yeah. And look at, she looks like Snoopy.
She does.
Snoopy. Okay.
Come home, Snoopy, come home.
All right, guys. This one is very Bell-centric. B-E-L-L. And it's like if you were to transport yourself somewhere outside by horse, you might be on a...
Carriage, horse, ho, ho, ho.
Yes.
Horse carriage ride.
Nope.
Bing, bong.
Yes.
Sleigh bells ring.
Yes.
Are you listening? In the lake. It's a glistening.
Pip, pip.
Don't know the words, but I'll make them up. Yeah. Walking
I grew in a winter wonderland.
Actually, that is also incorrect.
I sing the whole song.
Okay, so since you both got it wrong, I'll keep going.
All right. Okay.
I'll keep going. Okay. But I gave Lisa a point there, so if you don't get it, remind me to.
Okay.
In the bank. Okay. You're outside. You're going somewhere. There's bells. There's a horse. There's beds named after this shape.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Okay, Daryl.
Sleigh ride.
That's right. Sleigh ride. Sleigh ride. Whoosh. Okay.
Ow, ow, ow. I've never heard that version.
Because they're jing, jing, jingling.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Ow, ow.
All right, this is pretty specific.
Okay. Oh.
All right, so when we talked about It's a Wonderful Life, he looks into the past. He gets to see the future. He's like, how would the world be if I wasn't around? Mm-hmm. Same thing kind of happens here, but it was somebody much more unpleasant. And
bing, bong.
Yes.
And Scrooge?
Yes. It was Scrooged specifically, but I'll take Scrooged.
Okay.
Nice. Daryl, I don't know. Did I give you the point for the sleigh ride?
Okay. You didn't give me a sleigh ride. But
don't give me a point.
Don't give
right,
her a because, point. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're at 5-3.
Woo!
Ooh,
okay.
My height.
All right, guys. This is really going to make you dig back into...
the cockles of your mind?
No. About 5 seconds ago.
Okay.
There's more German.
Mm.
Oh.
And this is where the humming comes in, without burping. Mm-hmm. I'm just humming, and it's German. I think that Daryl was first.
I think you're right, since I said ding, ding, dong, ding.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree.
What is it in German?
Oh, Raketa.
I know it.
Okay, Lise for the steal.
Oh, Tannenbaum.
Yes.
Tannenbaum.
Yep, for true.
How can it be old Tannenbaum?
Because it's German.
We
it's
can
German.
Understand it.
Because then they made it into Old Christmas Tree.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
damn
this
it.
One, foiled again.
I like it.
6-3. All right.
It's all good.
This one is, it's one of my dad's favorites.
Oh!
And it's...
I don't
well,
know.
See,
we both go.
And it's kind of recent in comparison, and it's very magical and not live action. It's animated, and there's a train, and there's all kinds of different characters played by one character. Lisa,
Polar Express.
Yes, it's so good.
I've never seen it.
Never
it's
seen it.
Wonderful.
But the thing that is, I knew when she said that your dad liked that. Damn
yeah.
It.
You know what else
sorry,
my dad
Jim.
Liked?
What?
It's a Christmas movie called Cigarettes.
He also
and he liked
he
beer.
Also liked to make sweet, sweet love to me.
He did.
Yes.
We've mentioned it on the show
yes,
before.
Yes, we have.
Yes, he atoned.
Yeah.
Before his passing. Uh-huh. Okay. This one is quite controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Some say you're not a Christmas movie to it. And they say that it might be another holiday. Yeah.
Die Hard?
We already did Die Hard.
Yep.
I tried Die Hard again.
Lisa.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes, ma'am.
I love The Nightmare Before Christmas.
I love people that listen.
Once.
Once. Oh, he gave me a slip bug.
I gave you a noogie.
I'm trying to be a professional here.
See, I love Christmas.
I love Christmas.
You always wanted a big brother that would. Oh, you got two.
I have two brothers that abused me. Okay. All right. Okay, this one is about adoption and sugar and tights and Zoe. Duchanel. Lisa.
Elf.
Yes. Was I right?
I don't watch much stuff, I guess.
Okay, maybe you'll get this one. Okay, this I also haven't seen, but I will tell you this about it. Okay. Tim from Tool Time has a rooftop accident.
I bing bonged when I'm supposed to ho-ho.
Lisa
gets the point
she
already.
She zigged when it should have zagged.
The Santa Claus.
Yes, ma'am.
I've never seen that either.
1, 2, and 3.
Okay. This is called an old-fashioned Christmas ass whooping.
Ding right. Dong.
Ho, ho, ho.
Okay. I have three more, Daryl.
You know what? I
you're
can't
not gonna,
catch up.
You can't.
But, like,
I'll
have,
just
you,
let
ever
him
seen,
take
have
it.
You ever seen Jimmy Fallon's show? And it'll be like, whoever gets this next wins.
Gets 10 million points.
10 million points.
There you go.
We're not doing
but
that.
But let's go to three. Okay. What do we got?
Okay. This is about Christmas wishes. And you could have any wish in the world. Santa, I just want this thing. I just want these two things.
Bing bong.
Lisa.
A Christmas Story?
No. Daryl for the Steal.
Oh, wait, ho, ho, ho.
Yes?
My two front teeth.
That's right, baby.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
I thought it was
and my hair back, please.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a Red Ryder or a BB gun.
Yeah, you'll shoot your eye out.
You'll
That's ridiculous.
Shoot your eye out.
Okay. It'll happen. Yeah.
Okay. Also, an unreasonable wish. Maybe probably wouldn't fit under the tree. Certainly wouldn't fit down the chimney. If you were to wish for this thing, it is highly unlikely you were to receive it.
Bing bong!
Lisa.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Only hippopotamus will do.
Will do.
All right. You
they don't
nailed it.
That's a pig. I want a pig for Christmas.
I do,
well,
too.
I want a baby pig. Little pig.
Yeah.
I want a baby pig. I won't even make it bacon. Nope. Not a sandwich out of it.
You. Ooh, ooh. No, it'd be part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the very last one.
Look at Linus.
We've heard of it in recent times.
Mm-hmm.
This thing has a video. So it's a song. The song has a video with Neil from the Young Ones in it.
Bing bong.
Lisa.
I am so screwed.
Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
That one was probably unfair. The other ones you had a crack at.
Yeah.
But it
didn't matter because even if you take that out,
that's right.
I beat you by a landslide.
She beat you handily.
You know what?
With both of her hands.
You're huge. You're the best game player ever.
I like to game.
She's a gamer, folks. I game higher than any other gamer.
Your bing bong was good, too.
Thank you.
She was a good binger bonger.
Yes.
I give you that. Kind of turned me on.
I think it was a really nice match.
It was fun.
Mirror in the sky, up above.
Journey?
It's landslide.
What is love? What is love?
Yeah.
Okay. Got to do with it.
Did you guys like my Christmas party song?
I loved it. I loved being able to play.
Oh, my God.
I loved.
I want to do the phone thing even more often.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
For different seasons and stuff. Mm-hmm. Be like, you know, who
Let's
cares?
Let's do love songs for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Write that down.
I will.
Okay.
Yes.
We keep telling each other write things down now. That's part of our New Year's resolution.
Oh, wonder where we got that from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, everybody, I want to say, I hope that your Christmas is magical. I hope that Santa brings you everything you wanted. And I hope that everything is pearly and white.
Pearly, like teeth.
Yeah.
Like, did you get your two front teeth for Christmas?
hope you bought everyone Patreon, and I hope that this show continues throughout 2026.
Until the end of time.
Yes.
Until the end of time.
Can we make it another 2, 3, 4 more years?
At least.
I think
we've got fresh ideas. We're fresh. We're exciting.
We're coming out like teen spirit.
Merry Christmas. And do us a favor and give us the best gift. Well, shit, I already fucked it up.
It's okay. Shelly's okay.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Take two, Shelly.
Just stay witchy, my friend.
Stay vetche. Oh, that wasn't even Drew Barrymore. That was just a Valley Girl.
That was pretty good.
Oh, my God. Stay vetche.
Stay manny witchy.
Manny witchy.
I'm going to try my Drew. Stay man witchy.
There you go. That was kind of Jewish.
Kind
of. We wish you a merry man, which we wish you a merry man, which we wish you a merry man, which
and
a
let's happy drink some new beers. Year. Oh. Thank you. And on that, we love you.
We're out.
Oh no, must be the season of